Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, much of the world was on lockdown. Travel was not allowed. For those who love to go on adventures and see new places, being stuck at home was difficult. Creativity and ingenuity were needed to get through this time. One country took matters into its own hands. Lithuania created Vacation in Vilnius weekends for its citizens. The first one was Italy-themed, with Italian food, music, and a Venetian carnival-inspired performance. Another weekend was inspired by Spain and featured a flamenco performance, film screenings, street food, Zumba, and salsa lessons. The tourism director said, "Thanks to this project, Lithuanian tourists may experience global travel without leaving their home country." Here in the U.S., travel writers came up with clever ideas to help people find humor during the lockdown. One graphic designer made coronavirus travel posters, complete with beautiful artwork and slogans like, "Visit your one houseplant," "Take a trip to your own bathroom," "Surf your couch." Whether we made our own fun during lockdown, or we traveled before or since then, we've all been on a journey or a trip of some kind. Maybe it was a short trip across town, or a longer journey to the other side of the world. Maybe it was the journey we take when reading a good book or watching a great movie. We have memories of the different trips we've taken, the part of the book or movie we can't wait to discuss with someone else, the pictures or souvenirs or stories about what we experienced in our travels. In our gospel text for today, our Magi are on a journey. We hear the highlights of the trip: following a star, their arrival in a big city, their audience with a king, finally meeting the child for whom they are searching, and getting to present their gifts. Those are great moments. They make for a good story. These snapshots are like the photos we take on vacation. We try to capture big moments, that sunset on the beach, or posing in front of an iconic sign, peering across the Grand Canyon, or looking up at the Eiffel Tower. These are great moments. They aren't the whole story. I wonder, for the Magi, what was the rest of the journey like? Maybe some of them begin the journey on impulse. They see the star and immediately say, "Let's go." They are eager to check out this new phenomenon, ready to jump into an adventure, anxious to follow the star with wholehearted abandon. Maybe you've met people like this, or perhaps you are this kind of person, up for anything, ready to go. I imagine some of the Magi just jump in without looking back. And maybe some of them think things through a bit more carefully. These are the planners of the group. They too see the star and are drawn to its mystery. And they know more research is important. They tell the eager ones, "A journey like this needs careful thought and planning." They know the importance of considering what might be needed along the way, making sure they're not mistaken about what they are seeing, talking with others to discern the best course of action. We need the impulsive group, or we might never try new things. And we need the planners to make sure we can actually accomplish the things we try. Maybe some of the Magi begin the journey with skepticism. They see the star and are unsure of what it means. They doubt that something big can happen in their day, that they can actually see a great sign. After all, they've been studying for years. Nothing exciting has happened before. Why now? Why this star? They're skeptical, yet they don't want to miss out on the journey. Somehow, they feel compelled to go. Just like the eager ones and the planners, we need the skeptics in our group to help us ask the tough questions we might otherwise avoid. The impulsive, the planners, the skeptics, and whoever else, they feel compelled to go, and they set out on their journey. This group of people who are different in personality and perspective, we don't know how many are in their group. We don't know their ages or their family status. This group is almost as mysterious as the journey they undertake. What we do know is that they set out. They make the journey together. Whatever their motivations for going, they follow the star. Though they can't be certain of what they will find or what the steps of their journey will entail, they embrace the mystery and venture into the unknown. They are compelled to go. As we enter into a new year, I wonder, what is our journey like? Some of us may have begun the journey of faith on impulse. Maybe something clicked for us, and we were so excited about being part of the journey. Maybe we grew up in the faith. Our parents took us to church and modeled faith at home, and our journey began without much thought or planning on our part. We just jumped right in. Some of us may have been more careful. Maybe we searched through some other faith traditions or carefully read through scripture, as well as the work of theologians and other spiritual leaders. We talked with others on the journey of faith before really deciding to engage in the journey ourselves. Some of us may have been skeptical and may still be skeptical. We're ordinary people. Why should we believe that we are being drawn into something bigger? Life seems pretty mundane at times. How can we be sure that there is a bigger story at work? Our group is almost as mysterious as the journey we undertake. We have many different perspectives, and that's okay. And our perspectives change along the way. I imagine that was true for the Magi. They must have been so excited at times, thinking they were so close, right on the edge of something incredible. They must have been so discouraged at times, thinking the journey wasn't getting them anywhere. Even the most enthusiastic person at the beginning might have been cynical or skeptical at times, wondering if they had been foolish to take such a long and demanding journey. Yet, they are compelled to go. And we are drawn to go as well. We go through moments of excitement, of being captivated by the wonder of a God who loves us, a God who creates, redeems, and sustains. Think for a moment. How has God captivated your sense of wonder lately? Maybe in the laughter of a child, the love of a friend, the beauty of creation. We go through moments of discouragement, dealing with pain or questions for which we find no answers. What has caused us discouragement lately? Maybe experiencing loss or loneliness, frustration, stress, uncertainty. We go through moments of cynicism and skepticism, wondering if our journey of faith even matters. What has caused us to be skeptical lately? Maybe a global pandemic. Maybe the routine of the journey. Or the lack of evidence that we are making a difference in the world around us. Still, through all these moments, we keep going. After all, here we are. Listening, sharing, worshiping together. We continue on this journey of faith. As we step into a new year, a new chapter in our journey, let us consider a couple of questions. First, what compels us to continue? The Magi are drawn to the Christ child. What compels them to go? Is it their sense of adventure? Are they longing for something? Is it the Spirit of God? I don't know for sure what all compels them to go. I just know they go, They follow the star, determined to travel on and on, drawn to the light before them. Matthew's gospel tells us they meet the child, they worship in the presence of Christ, and they offer to him what is precious. Christ invites us into the very life of God. What compels us to go, to continue our journey? Is it our sense of adventure? Are we longing for something? Is it the Spirit of God? What draws us to keep moving forward in our journey? Another question for us to consider is, how are we changed along the way? The Magi are changed by their journey. Remember the gifts they bring? They aren't re-gifting stuff they don't want. And let's be honest, most of us have probably done that. When one of Seth's best friends was getting married, Seth attended a wedding shower for the friend and his fiance. They opened beautiful gifts from friends and family. They came to this large box wrapped in lovely paper, and they began to tear into the paper. And they found this gargantuan, round, ceramic dish of sorts. It had a small lid and slots all on the sides. This hideous or lovely item was called a vegetable chiller. You're supposed to put ice inside of it and stick vegetables in the little slots around it. Well, the young couple didn't know how to respond to this gift. And like any good friend, Seth laughed at their bewilderment, and the vegetable chiller became a running joke. Lo and behold, when it was time for us to get married, we received a large gift. The vegetable chiller. It lived in our garage for a while, until a couple of years ago when our friends were expecting their first child. Of course, we had to send a gift. They were so excited to open the large present, and there it was, the vegetable chiller again, back to its original recipients. I have a feeling we may see this gift again when Seth graduates in May, but we'll see. The Magi aren't re-gifting stuff they don't want. They didn't bring a vegetable chiller with them. They're sharing things that are precious and of great value. Over the years, tradition has assigned different meanings to the gifts of the Magi. Whatever their gifts may or may not represent, we know what they bring is valuable, treasured. Seeing the Christ child leads them to give their gifts. We notice that the Magi do not stay forever in this place. Their journey continues. They are changed by their encounter with Christ, and they continue their journey. How are they changed? They worship, humbled in the presence of Christ. They give their gifts, offering what is precious to them. They listen to a dream instead of a king and continue their journey by a different route. How are we changed through our encounters with Christ? While we may not have the same experience that the Magi did of seeing the child and his mother, if we pay attention, we realize that we encounter Christ every day. How do these encounters change us? Do we feel led to give what is precious to us? Our time, our resources, ourselves. Are we drawn to worship? Has the course of our journey shifted or changed from what we thought it would be or how we thought it would go? How are we changed? I don't know what this new year holds for me or for you. As we move forward, let us consider these questions together. What compels us to continue our journey, and how are we changed along the way by our encounters with Christ? As we journey, let us give thanks that we do so together. And let us hold space for each other and hold grace for all of our different and changing perspectives and the different places we all are along the journey. We'll keep moving and we'll be transformed together. Amen.